For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez. The coronavirus, or more specifically, COVID-19, has been making major headlines lately since it officially made its way to the U.S. To date, COVID-19 has not found its way to South Carolina, but with agencies like the Centers for Disease Control advising businesses and schools to have a plan in place should there be a possible or confirmed exposure, there's also a call for individuals to have a personal plan in place as well. I spoke with Dr. Melissa Nolan, an assistant professor of epidemiology at the University of South Carolina.
The fact that CDC is coming out now and saying we need to be prepared as a community is a good indicator that the risk has elevated slightly. I still believe the risk overall is low, but something that South Carolinians need to be aware of and start thinking and making their own plans for what would happen if their schools were closed or if they're coming in contact with someone that might be sick or ill, how they would care for other people in their family or for themselves.
As the national government makes preparations on a broader scale to brace itself against the coronavirus, what is South Carolina doing to protect its citizens?
So I can tell you that DHEC has done a great job of planning and preparing for this. We already had an influenza pandemic preparedness plan created, so we've been able to adapt that pretty easily to coronavirus.
According to the CDC, the symptoms of COVID-19 may appear in as few as 2 days or as long as 14 days after exposure. Initial symptoms of exposure to COVID-19 include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Because symptoms are so similar to the flu, how do healthcare providers distinguish between the two?
If you're a clinician and you have a patient that's coming in, there's key indicators. We would look at your leukocytes, your CT scan. So there's ways for us to identify what those clinical signatures might be so that we could quickly triage patients so that we're not overwhelmed at the hospital.
And just as healthcare experts continue to learn more about how COVID-19 spreads, its symptoms, and prevention, work on a possible vaccine has already begun. But there's going to be a bit of a wait.
Anthony Fauci, who's the director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases with the National Institute of Health, made a statement saying that the NIH, National Institute of Health, is in fact developing a vaccine and working on that, but the earliest that would come out would be a year to a year and a half from now. There's 4 different steps that you have to go to ensure not only the safety of a vaccine, but the efficacy of a vaccine. So unfortunately, I don't think that will be available for this particular outbreak and epidemic, but if this becomes an endemic virus that we see circulating year after year, hopefully it could help then.
Dr. Nolan notes that in younger, healthier people, COVID-19 is generally not fatal. However, she points out that South Carolina has one of the most vulnerable groups of people in the U.S., those infected with HIV or AIDS. According to the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, South Carolina ranks 11th among states with the highest number of cases of HIV and AIDS. So how we respond to the possibility of exposure varies from person to person. But Dr. Nolan says we all must keep one very important thing in mind.
Be prepared. Go ahead and start thinking now. What would you do if you had to be in your home for 14 days? Come up with a plan of, do you have people that could bring food to you? Or, what would you do if you have pets? What would you do if you do need extra medicines? Do you have a stockpile of those in the home?
And in the meantime, Dr. Nolan encourages everyone to keep hands washed and to limit contact with others if you yourself or if someone near you is sick. For more on our discussion with Dr. Nolan about COVID-19, visit our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez.